All right, good morning. It's 8:34 a.m. on Saturday, November the 3rd, 2018, day 3 of NaNoWriMo. I've already got 3 sprints behind me for the morning. Something around 1,100 words for the day. Something around 11,000 words on the manuscript since Thursday morning. So I need about another 4,000 words to make a 5,000 day goal. I want to break 20 by Monday morning or Sunday night. So I need 5K today, 5K tomorrow. I've already 1,100, so I need another 4,000 words today. Yesterday I got 6,600 across 12 sprints, 5 hours of working. That was averaged just about 1,300 words an hour. So yeah, and I like the way the story's coming together. This is not the story I expected. I hope it's better. I hope it's better than the story I expected. The story is unfolding really fast, and I'm worried about how fast it's unfolding. Am I going to have enough to hit a target length of around 100,000 words, which is my comfort zone in terms of storytelling, which would be a double nano. I'm already on track for 20,000 words by Monday. I'll be 35,000 words by in the first week. It'll be Wednesday night. I'm gonna lose at least 3 hours today because I have to make a run down to the airport to pick up a kid, and that's gonna burn at least 3 hours. Probably closer to 3.5. So that's no bueno. But it has to be done, so. So maybe I'll get my 5K today, maybe I won't. I have to leave around 3:30 this afternoon. Another 4 hours, which is about 8 sprints between now and 3 o'clock. Okay, yeah, that's possible. So yeah, the morning is, let me just say, it's less than optimal. It's been kind of spitting rain on me here. I guess that's the difference between light rain and drizzle. It's not like a heavy, constant mist. It's like a drop of rain here or there, making it to the ground. Clouds seem a little bit thinner above me right here at the moment, but that's just a thinning of the cloud cap. The weather coming in from behind me is not looking how we might call festive. So I'm walking right along, hoping I'm going to get back before it opens up again. It has been raining pretty heavily. Well, I know it happened consistently, pretty much through the night. Everything is a little bit soggy. The wind is keeping the sidewalks dry, but the streets have a lot of wet spots on them. And it's decidedly uncomfortable. Let me put it there. It's damp. The wind is blowing pretty well, pretty good, pretty hard. Right here, it's coming directly out of the east, but I think that's being channeled by the street and the trees and walls on either side. What is this guy doing, I wonder? He doesn't have a blinker light on, but apparently he's going to try to come this way. Okay, fine. Coming past the politics corner here. The 2018 election is almost over. The 2020 election will switch into second gear here in about 4 days. I'm pretty nervous about how this is all going to turn out. I will endeavor to keep my opinions to myself. Oh, it's probably not very difficult to guess which way I'm leaning. Sun is trying to burn through the cloud deck over there, but it isn't going to make it. There's a band of heavy clouds off to the southeast. I can actually see the rain falling from it down there. Yeah, I don't know, it might burn off. Moving back to the northwest, there's a little patches of blue sky here and there. It's not quite so heavy. The sidewalk here is wetter. What I've been walking on, so we'll see. I've got the metronome going this morning, trying to get back before 9 o'clock. Should make it 8:42. I'm almost back, halfway. I'm at the Monk Post, get ready, say it with me. Monk Post. It's only about 10 minutes from here, so should be back about 8:55. So anyway, story's coming along. I'm doing nano. I'm actually trying to encourage the local really nano community. There's about 80 people here who have registered in the Greeley NaNoWriMo region. Say that three times real fast. NaNoWriMo region. The number goes up by a little bit every day, but the average words credited to us still is hanging around. I think it was hanging around 3,500 words, which is, on average, everybody in the Greeley region, on average, made the necessary word counts for the first 2 days, as of this morning. Now, people like me, I've got 11,000, which is way more. Three times 16 is under 5,000 words, so 1,667 words a day. Today's the third. It's only Saturday. So 1,667 times 2 is 3,334. And on average, the region has got more words than that, which is pretty encouraging. The nearest group to us is probably Fort Collins. They've got like 300 people, and their average word count is not quite where it needs to be to have everybody winning. I'm adding up the hours I spent on CIFRA last month, and it's a lot more than I expected it was going to be. It's a lot more than they assured me it was going to be, but that's largely because of one single, I hope, not recurring issue. Most of my time is involved with that. That's as far down that rabbit hole as I can go without violating confidentiality rules, so I'll just say I'm spending a lot of time, and I don't think anybody really expected this was going to take up as much time and attention as it has, but it's not something I could, and it's a project that I'm spearheading and I couldn't let it go. Anyway, get off that train of thought before I go into oops territory. Let's see. What else? I don't know what else, honestly, because this is, you know, I'm focused on getting the word count. I'm focused on writing a story that's going to close off about three different plot lines and get Ishmael ready to move on to the the next set of stories later. I'm not gonna. I need to write something else for a while. Like maybe Cape Grace. Yeah, this clearing off to the north. Coming out into the heavy wind now. Oh, ah! I put on my fleece hood. I have just a little, like, it's a hood. It's made out of fleece. It's about long enough to cover my neck. And I can tuck it in the collar of my coat. That's a little standalone piece of gear that gives my neck and chest a little bit more protection. Kind of cuts off the wind rolling down my neck a little bit. It doesn't stop the wind because it's fleece. The fleece doesn't stop it, but at least it pulls it down velocity a little bit. Gives me a little bit of buffer. That's cold. It's a cold. Holy cow, it's cold. It's cold. It's a cold wind gotta blow. Not to be confused with the hard rain, which is somebody else's. So yes, I do have the metronome going this morning. Guys with the ditch witch seem to have packed up. I suspect they're going to be back because they left the sidewalk closed sign laying in the ditch here. I'm assuming they didn't just forget it. All right, there it was, last street corner. I'm headed up to the back gate. Keep walking because I'm cold. And it's where I say tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.